It is time for the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, to join us with appraise this. That would be Greg Schramm and Tim Luke. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
There is one time, however, when it's not good to be late.
Dinner time.
No.
What?
You're at a funeral.
No, I'm sorry. No. For me, it's dinner time. I can't.
I'm sorry. You have to remember who your father is. I mean, that's definitely it. That's a father joke, a comedian joke.
So. All right. Well, what's going on with our intrepid silver chefs and our intrepid auctioneers and what you do?
Well, let's see. I'm actually working on an appraisal right now for a colleague who has purchased. Well, several weeks ago, he purchased a Keith herring, a large Keith herring, and that was up for auction. And so I did the appraisal on that, and today I'm going to do the appraisal on one that he bought last week. That's the mate to this. So, and Keith, the market for Keith herring right now is really, really hot. So he seems to have continued to just grow in his value as the years go on. And he's kind of under the radar to the average person. If you don't know who Keith herring is, you wouldn't understand why his art is so hot. So,
and why it's important.
And why it is important. Yeah. So that's an exciting project.
And Tim? Tim, what's going on with you, Tim?
Well, keeping busy nonstop, doing a lot of appraisals and working on some virtual things. But there was an archive of Winston Churchill items that was discovered, and a gentleman who was furloughed was basically home going through closets, going through things, and discovered in a puzzle box all kinds of wartime, World War II memorabilia, and he's a descendant of the chauffeur of Winston Churchill. So he didn't realize, I guess this one puzzle he never did, but as he was going to throw it away. And of course, the moral of the story here is always open boxes, look through books, go through things, because you never know where people may have stored things.
That's the whole thing. There's so many families that and I can come from my family, that you look back and all of a sudden you look back at stuff that's been stored for years and you really find some incredible gems.
Yeah. Yeah. And this contained not only photographs, but signatures, Churchill signatures, photos, some letters, some telegrams, like where to pick him up, directions to different places. So it's a wonderful little treasure trove. And those things will be going up for auction later this month. But, the gentleman was just very surprised. And there are some photographs also of the chauffeur and just some great, great background things that would have been just lost. And I'm sure that there'll be some Churchill and World War II collectors that will find this whole collection just very appealing.
Now, we have a problem here that has developed. Facebook has notified me, Greg, they have muted you, and I can't unmute you because of you were causing feedback. So I'm going to hang up on you and try to rejoin you again. So bear with me here. This has been a strange morning for Facebook, I want to tell you, this morning.
Wow.
We had the big screw-up before. With the other, we'll see what happens here now. If it no, it took him off the call. So that means it means I've got a. Greg, are you back, Greg?
I am. How's that?
Oh, there he is.
All right. Now it's funny. It is causing a little bit of feedback, so you might have to lower your microphone, Greg. But I'm glad you're back. It's been a weird morning for Skype. I want to tell you that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now we've gone through that. One thing I haven't asked Greg, and I have to include the Silver Shaft here, is exactly how is the Silver Shaft doing, and your website and your classes.
Oh, great. Well, I haven't shot the new video.
You can raise your volume again because you're too low now.
How's that?
That's better. Okay.
I haven't been able to shoot a new video lately. I've lost my videographer to appraisals. So I have to kind of do it when he can squeeze them in. But as far as the regular podcast goes, I've been going gangbusters on those. I'm getting ready to do a podcast. The Butler podcast was very successful and very well listen to, apparently. So then the new one that's coming out is going to be on chocolate. We have a world-class chocolatier here in Stewart, and I'm waiting to hear whether she will come on as a guest for the podcast. And they've won all kinds of gold medals, and they've been up against European chocolates. So they've been here in Stewart since 2013, and it's a family-owned business. So I'm excited about that. So things are moving along.
And that is the Silver Chef. Now, Tim, you have not been traveling as much as you used to travel.
No. And I've been staying home. But what we've been doing is figuring out how to do the virtual appraisals. Like, I have several big projects that are taking place. One is in Colorado, one is in Missoula, California. And what we're doing is I'm reaching out to some of the colleagues that are on the ground there that I know, or people that I know that I can send in to be my eyes, basically. And I can stay here. We do make sure that there's Wi-Fi. And we'll go through an inventory and photograph, and then I can direct the individual to say, take a look at this, open that, is there a marking, what are the dimensions, and then I can be putting all that in there and then use their photographs and then get the appraisal done.
Now,
it's a little more.
Have you adapted to this? Like, we've had a lot of people, because we record things virtually now here, where people call in with either Zoom or Skype or anything like that, and it's become convenient for them. Do you like this better, or do you like the fact of getting out and flying and going to these places?
You know, it's a combination of hate, love and hate. It is great. It's new. It's something that just makes it a lot easier, and I don't have to travel there. So it does save that travel time and the expense. However, what it is making, I guess, I'm just busier. So whereas I would say, no, I can't do that project because I'm going to be on site, and then travel back and forth. That cuts down the number of days. So now I could say, oh, no, I can do that. Yeah, let's do that. So we are getting, and then hence I'm not able to help Greg with his a lot of his video projects because I'm just have these other projects. But we'll get there. We'll figure out Greg has it down that he gets a couple of recipes together, and we can just film like one or two in a day and just get it done. But you know, it's just adjusting to this whole new normal.
Yeah. Now, do you guys get out to chance to golf at all?
Haven't been golfing for a while.
No, we haven't done that, and we haven't really been out to restaurants. We've done takeout. We took takeout to my parents last night and got together with them for dinner. And that's basically, you know, that's all we're doing.
Everybody has a new path in life right now that they have to wander down to and get used to, and especially for busy guys like you guys, it's a huge difference. I think people don't understand. Even though you can get your business done virtually, it's still a huge difference in the way you do business.
Yeah, it is. And trying to figure it all out and what are all the parts that have to go into it.
All right. Well, I want you guys to stay safe down there in Florida, and I've got to talk to you, Greg, because there's something that's going on with your connection that is causing feedback, and we've got to find out what the problem is. So I'll probably give you a call either later on today or this afternoon.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Have a good day, Marshall.
Okay, yeah, you guys have a good day, too. Take care.
Take care.
That is Tim Luke and Greg Straub, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack here of Nick and Knack on Robinhood Radio. And you can find them at tqag.com on the web.